well. Get out of here.
Hey, you don't gussy up.
Well, I'm going out with Lamont Drake.
Oh, good. That's his parole officer now.
Cute. Look, I don't want you scaring him off, so make like a bakery truck and haul buns.
Gotcha. I'm the invisible man. Hey, wait a minute. I think I got a loose thread there. Let me just... Bella, don't just stand there. There's your date. Good idea. I think I should leave.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Tutti Frutti Crunch, lots of little kids at home, huh?
Just one big one.
Hang right, hang right, full cart. Oh, I see him on Fringy. Did I do that? Oh, big guy, not so big gal. What a pleasant coinkydink.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Oh, hey there. Kitty Bitty's cat food. You know, if you send me in 20 labels, they'll give you a free toy for your putty pack.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying it.
Excuse me, officer. I just saw a guy in the meat department stuff a chicken under his shirt.
Well, I guess I should go check it out.
Yeah, well, be careful, Carl.
What's he gonna do, hit me with a rump roast?
That'll be $67.41.
Oh, I'll cop for the penny. Thanks, Dave.
All right, attention, shoppers!
Give me all your cash, now! You two, you hand over your purse.
This is an outrage. That purse was an anniversary gift.
Shut up! And give me your cash.
Okay. You know, I'm beginning to think you don't even have a cat.
Come on, fork it over. What are you doing?
My hand is stuck.
Us.
What?
He saved our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Hey, the kid's a hero.
Yeah. I guess I am.
Okay, what did General Douglas MacArthur say when he left the Philippines?
I'm hungry.
No, he said, I shall return.
No, I'm hungry. How about you?
I thought you'd never ask.
I shall return.
Hey, Ma! I need help with my lawn!
Dree. I'm sorry. I must have the wrong house. Because nobody as beautiful as you lives here.
You must be Eddie.
No, don't move. I don't ever want to forget the way you looked when I first saw you.
Yep, you're definitely Eddie.
I thought I knew all of Laura's friends.
I'm Greta.
Well, hey, Greta. How come we never met?
I've been away in boarding school, but through a fair amount of whining, I convinced my dad to let me go to public school my senior year.
Well, this calls for a celebration. And it just so happens that I'm free this Saturday.
Couldn't get a date, huh? But I'd love to go out with you.
Well, great. Then it's a date, baby.
Oh, that must be my dad. He's picking me up.
Hi, I'm Dave McClure. I'm here to pick up my daughter. Oh, hi, precious.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, man. You're the Dave L. McClure, owner of all 52 Mighty Winnies?
53. I just opened another one.
Oh, man. The genie of weenies. Here in my house. I'm in at store 31. I'm Eddie Winslow.
Never heard of you.
Daddy, Eddie and I are going out Saturday night.
If that's okay with you, sir.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye to Laura.
Okay. Don't be too long, precious.
Okay.
Listen, kid. That's my one and only daughter. She's the most important person in the world to me. Lay a hand on her and you fire it. Is that clear?
As a bright and sunny day.
Harriet, will you listen to this? According to eyewitnesses, Joey Latofsky's brother, Ricky, distracted a gullible officer while Joey held up Alicia's market. When asked why he didn't respond, the officer replied, "I was frisking a guy for chickens."
Oh, honey, don't feel bad. The important thing is that everyone's okay.
Mr. Winslow, we have to talk to you right away.
Come in.
What's going on?
My Stevie's life is in danger.
What is it?
Well, I think I noticed someone looking through my bedroom window last night.
I don't do that anymore.
Then I noticed a suspicious car following me.
Well, Steve, what made you think it was suspicious?
It tried to run me over.
Well, Steve, it might have been an accident.
It backed up and tried again. Plus, there's one more tiny clue that someone's after me. Dear nerd, you got my brother busted. When I catch you, I'm going to kill you dead.
Now, if that's not a clue, my name isn't Myra Boutros Boutros Monkhouse.
Carl, you've got to do something.
You're right. I'll call Wilson, the Major Crimes Unit.
Oh, I'm so scared. I don't know what I would do without my little chia pet.
Now, bunny bread.
You're my Shetty Amour. The pretty little boy that I adore. You're the one my heart beats for.
I think we got the point.
Well, we've got good news and we've got bad news.
Well, what's good news?
Well, until Ricky Latofsky's caught, Steve is going to be guarded around the clock.
Well, what's the bad news?
I'm one of the guards.
That club was slamming.
I don't mean to complain, but during the slow dances, you could have held me a little closer.
We were plenty close.
Eddie, a waitress walked between us.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be a perfect gentleman. How am I doing?
You're doing fine, but you're a little uptight. You need to relax.
All right. I'll try.
I have a confession to make. From the moment I saw your lips, I knew I had to kiss them.
Oh, these old things.
Mm-hmm.
slowly, that's all.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Eddie, I've been in an all-girls school for 3 years, and I want to make up for lost time.
Greta, no, I'm not that kind of guy. Now, I'm more than just a handsome face with a great bod. I'm a real person with real feelings. And besides, you'll respect me more if we wait.
You're right. Let's just see how long you can wait.
Oh, you want this next bird call? It's a loon. Species.
I can see why.
Hey, Miller, shift change.
Yes. Hold on.
He is all yours.
Don't rub it in. So, how's that cold of yours?
Lousy.
Better go home and get some rest.
Some rest. I got 6 kids at home.
I'll see you later.
Not if I see you first.
Hey, big guy.
Huh?
Did you have any luck finding that thug Lakovsky?
No, Steve, I'm afraid not.
Well, thanks for guarding me anyway, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, aren't lieutenants too high in rank for this kind of duty?
No, we're not.
Aren't you sure?
Trust me, I looked it up. Hey, nice gifts.
Oh, yes. Why, this is from Principal Shimada. Dear Steve, take all the time away from school you need. Boy, he just loves me. Sorry, what'll it be? Chess, backgammon, tiddlywinks?
No, thanks.
Pick up sticks, pinochle, sorry.
Steve, I don't feel like playing any games right now.
Well, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, come on, big guy. Whenever I have a problem, I just come straight to you. If you don't feel you can do the same, then I feel there's a friend.
Okay. Steve, I have lost my edge. I mean, it's over. My cop sense is gone.
I don't understand.
Well, because of me, you and Harriet were put in danger. I mean, how could I fall for a line like, there's somebody stealing chickens? I guess I'm getting too old for this.
Oh, nonsense. Why, you're a hip-hop, tip-top cop. You always have been and you always will be.
I don't know, Steve. I just don't know.
Well, don't you worry. I'm gonna cheer you up.
What are you doing?
Making a funny face.
Now I'm even more depressed.
I know a trick. It always works for me.
Please just stop it!
day to day.
Is it just me or is it hot in here?
No, it's not just you. It is hot in here, and I'm on fire.
Excuse me?
Daddy, what are you doing here?
Apparently, arriving in the nick of time. Get in the car.
But, Daddy...
Greta, get in the car.
No.
What?
I said no.
Very well. Didn't I warn you not to put any moves on my daughter? You're fired.
What?
You heard me, and I'm gonna check your time cards, too.
You can't fire him. He didn't put the moves on me. I put the moves on him.
What?
All my life you told me what to do. You wouldn't let me date. You gave me a 10 o'clock curfew, and he shut me away in an all-girls school. Well, I'm tired of it.
I did all those things because I love you.
With all due respect, sir, I have to agree you are just a tad bit overprotective.
You're fired. What are you still doing here?
This is my parents' house.
Oh. Oh, yeah, right.
Daddy, you're holding on too tight. And instead of getting closer to me, you're pushing me away.
Precious, you have been gone for a long time. Maybe we should sit down and have a serious talk.
I'd like that.
You know what I'd like?
What?
My job back.
You got it.
Great.
You know what I want?
What?
To see you again.
You got it.
Come on, let's go home and have a talk.
Okay. Eddie, I had a really good time tonight.
Cool. Well, now that I know it's okay for me to see you again, there's something I'd like to give you.
What's that?
This.
Miller, is that you?
Hey.
Hey. That cold sounds worse.
Yeah, it is.
Steve. Huh? Officer Miller is here. Huh? I'll see you tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
You're not Officer Miller.
Bingo, you win the grand prize, kid. So you want to squeal on my brother, huh? I'll give you something to squeal about.
That thing.
Tell you what, today's victim's choice. How do you want to die? I can throw you out the window, drown you in the sink, or blow your brains out.
Could we possibly add old age?
Hey, Miller, I forgot something.
Look,
here's the 50 I owe you. I'll slip it up under the door. Steve, are you okay?
Yeah. But how did you know something was wrong?
Well, Well, first of all, I didn't hear you singing Deo. And second, when I said goodbye to Miller, I said, I'll see you later. And he said, okay.
Sam?
Steve, I've known Miller for years. And every time we see each other, I say, I'll see you later. He says, not if I see you first.
Holy moly! You got all that from one word? Oh, big guy, you haven't lost your age. Now, you're still a great cop.
Wow, Steve, I guess you're right. I still got the stuff, huh?